Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to leave for Indonesia tomorrow on a two-day visit to attend ASEAN-India Summit and East Asia Summit in Jakarta. Finance deputies of G20 countries hold meeting in New Delhi ahead of G20 Leaders Summit. President Draupadi Murmu confers National Teachers Award for 2023 on 75 teachers in New Delhi. Supreme Court concludes hearing on batch of pleas challenging abrogation of Article 370 of Constitution, reserves verdict on the matter. In cricket, BCCI announces India's 15-member squad for 2023 ODI World Cup. And in US Open tennis, India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian partner Matthew Ebden to play in quarterfinal of men's doubles in New York tonight. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Indonesia from tomorrow to attend the 20th ASEAN-India Summit and 18th East Asia Summit. The two summits will be hosted in Jakarta by Indonesia, the current chair of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, also known as ASEAN. Briefing media in New Delhi this evening, Secretary East in the Ministry of External Affairs, Saurabh Kumar, said the 20th ASEAN-India Summit is taking place after the elevation of India-ASEAN relationship to a comprehensive strategic partnership last year.
This will be the 9th ASEAN-India Summit to be attended by the Prime Minister. The summit, in a sense, is special since it is the first one after the elevation of India-ASEAN relationship to a comprehensive strategic partnership, which happened last year. During the summit, Prime Minister will review the progress in ASEAN-India relations and provide them with further direction.
Mr. Kumar said the theme of this year's summit is ASEAN Matters, Epicentrum of Growth. He said given that the G20 summit follows shortly, it will be a short visit of the Prime Minister. The Secretary East said during the East Asia Summit, the Prime Minister and other leaders will discuss ways to further strengthen the East Asia Summit mechanism.
The new East Asia Summit plan of action, which was adopted during the East Asia Summit foreign ministers meeting in July this year, also prioritizes cooperation in the Indo-Pacific. At the forthcoming East Asia Summit, Prime Minister and other leaders will discuss ways to further strengthen the EAS mechanism, as well as exchange views on matters of regional and international interest.
The meeting of the finance deputies of G20 countries was held in New Delhi today ahead of the G20 Leaders Summit, which will be held on Saturday and Sunday at Pragati Maidan. The delegates deliberated upon finalizing the outcomes of the G20 Finance Track Working Groups 2023 under India's G20 presidency. The members discussed views on financing for Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, including climate action to facilitate the development of a sustainable and resilient global economy. Finance deputies from member states, including the United States, Britain, UAE, Council of the EU, and Spain, attended the meeting. The RBI Exhibition Pavilion is being set up at the 18th G20 Summit in New Delhi. Sources said 5 items will be showcased and put up for live demonstration during the summit. These are UPI One World, Central Bank Digital Currency, Public Tech Platform for Frictionless Credit, Rupee on the Go, and Bharat Bill Payment System. The RBI will showcase an informational video on the RBI's digital rupee and its journey. The live digital rupee transactions will be demonstrated by select banks that are participating in the exhibition. A Crafts Bazaar exhibition cum sale is being set up in Bharat Mandapam at Pragati Maidan from the 8th to the 10th of this month on the sidelines of the G20 summit. This Crafts Bazaar will showcase handicraft products from different parts of India with a special focus on one district, one product, GI tagged items and products crafted by women and tribal artisans. We have a report.
The Crafts Bazaar would not only promote Made in India products on a global stage, but also open up new economic and market opportunities for local artisans. Around 30 states and UTs, as well as central agencies like Khadi Village and Industries Commission, TriFed, Saras Ajivika will be participating in the Crafts Bazaar. To demonstrate the skills and exquisite workmanship of Indian artisans to international delegates, special live demonstrations by master craftsmen have been planned as part of the Crafts Bazaar. A focused Northeast stall is being set up to exhibit the exceptional handicraft and handloom items from the Northeast. Live artisans, including national awardees from around the country, will give live demonstration of art and craft. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The world's tallest Nataraj statue has been installed at Bharat Mandapam, the venue of the G20 summit. The 28-foot-tall statue, weighing 20 tons, was made in a record time of 7 months by sculptor Radhakrishnan Sthapathi and his team at Swami Malai in Tanjavur district of Tamil Nadu. The statue was built in Ashtadhatu, 8 metals, using the traditional casting method. The statue was transported to the national capital in 4 days and a special green corridor was created for its transportation. The National Gallery of Modern Art will host an exhibition, Roots to Roots, in the national capital to showcase rare antiquities from across the country. The exhibition will display Indian antiquities and sculptures from various central government museums and galleries. The spouses of G20 leaders will inaugurate the exhibition. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, Minister of State for Culture Meenakshi Lekhi said all the best art pieces have been brought together from across the country for the exhibition.
MEA, along with the Culture Ministry, has designed a program for the spouses. We have so much to showcase. We've arranged a very beautiful exhibition, and the exhibition's name is Roots to Roots. So Roots to Roots is all about how expansive the Indian civilization was and giving a taste of what India is. So it's very hard in such a short span to tell everything about us. I'm a very proud Indian. I love my heritage. I love everything about my country. And I've lived all my life here. But I also know one lifetime is not enough to know my country.
The Ministry of Tourism, in collaboration with the United Nations World Tourism Organization, unveiled the G20 Tourism and SDG Dashboard today. Tourism Minister G. Kishan Reddy launched the dashboard in a virtual ceremony. Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Singh Thakur today reviewed the arrangements along with External Affairs Ministry, Prasar Bharati and ITPO officials at the International Media Centre and Prasar Bharati's Command Centre in New Delhi. Talking to media, Mr. Thakur said the G20 summit in New Delhi is going to be the biggest ever occasion for the country to be the host of all the major world powers under the leadership of the Prime Minister.
इस बार G20 की अध्यक्षता में भारत के पास अवसर है अपनी कला संस्कृति साहित्य और नए भारत को दिखाने का अपने कल्चर ट्रेडिशन के साथ साथ नए भारत की उभरती तस्वीर को दिखाया है जो दुनिया भर के जो हमारे मीडिया कर्मी आएंगे उनके सुविधाओं से लैस ये पूरा एरिया होगा और शायद ही कहीं पर मीडिया सेंटर मेन लीडर समिट के पास इतना हो जितना यहां पे किया गया है.
Heads of delegation have started arriving in New Delhi for the G20 summit. President of Nigeria, Bola Ahmed Tinubu, arrived in the national capital this evening. He is the first head of the delegation to arrive for the summit. He was received by Union Minister of State for Health, Professor S.P. Singh Baghel, at the airport. This is President Tinubu's first visit to India since assumption of office. India has extended support to Shanghai Cooperation Organization member countries to enhance legal and judicial capabilities. The 10th meeting of the Ministers of Law and Justice of SCO countries was held today through video conferencing. Speaking on the occasion, Minister of State for Law and Justice Arjun Ram Meghwal emphasized India's commitment to the SCO Charter and its principles of mutual trust, respect for sovereignty and territorial integrity, and mutual benefit. The minister said this commitment is based on the Prime Minister's vision that India has emerged as Vishwa Mitra. Mr. Meghwal highlighted how India has embarked on a path of legal reforms. He added that 1,486 such laws have already been repealed and more such archaic laws are being identified. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. Teachers' Day was celebrated today across the country. The day is celebrated on the birth anniversary of educationist and former president, Dr. Sarvepalli Radhakrishnan. President Draupadi Murmu conferred the National Teachers Award for the year 2023 on 75 selected awardees at a function in New Delhi today. They include 50 school teachers, 13 teachers from higher education, and 12 teachers from the Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship. Speaking on the occasion, the president emphasized that encouraging female students and teachers is important for women's empowerment.
उपलब्ध आंकड़ा के अनुसार उन संस्थानों में महिला अध्यापिकाओं की कुल संख्या लगभग 43%। अध्यापन कार्य में महिलाओं की भागीदारी को देखते हुए राष्ट्रीय पुरस्कार प्राप्त करने वाले शिक्षकों में महिलाओं की संख्या में वृद्धि हो। छात्राओं और अध्यापिकाओं को प्रोत्साहित करना महिला सशक्तिकरण के लिए बहुत ही जरूरी है।
President Murmu said the importance of teachers as nation builders has been clearly stated in the National Education Policy 2020. In his message on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi saluted the teachers for their unwavering dedication and great impact in building the country's future and inspiring dreams. Several states across the country, Haryana, Manipur and Nagaland, honored teachers for their exceptional contributions in the field of education. A constitution bench of the Supreme Court today concluded the hearing on a batch of petitions challenging the abrogation of Article 370 of the Constitution, which conferred special status on the erstwhile state of Jammu and Kashmir. The five-judge bench, headed by Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachur, has reserved its verdict on the matter after a 16-day hearing. Over 20 petitions were pending before the Apex Court challenging the central government's 2019 decision to abrogate Article 370 of the Constitution, which resulted in the revocation of Jammu and Kashmir's special status. The erstwhile state was subsequently bifurcated into two union territories, Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. Polling concluded peacefully for by-elections to seven assembly constituencies spread over six states today. By-polls were held in constituencies of Ghosi in Uttar Pradesh, Bageshwar in Uttarakhand, Pudupalli in Kerala, Dhanpur and Bokshanagar in Tripura, Dhupgudi in West Bengal and Dumri in Jharkhand. Counting of votes will take place on Friday. The Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, TRAI, has released recommendations on issues related to FM radio broadcasting. TRAI has recommended that private FM radio operators should be allowed to broadcast news and current affairs programs limited to 10 minutes at each clock hour. It further recommended that the program code of conduct as applicable to Akashwani for news content may also be applied to private FM radio channels. It said the annual license fee of an FM radio channel should be delinked from the non-refundable one-time entry fee. The full text of the recommendations is available on TRAI's website www.trai.gov.in. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated the people on the number of tap water connections touching 13 crore mark from 3 crore in just 4 years. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said Jal Jeevan Mission is proving to be a milestone in making clean water available to people and increasing ease of life and public health. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, has announced a 15-member squad for the upcoming 2023 ODI World Cup. The selection panel, led by Ajit Agarkar, has left out Sanju Samson, Tilak Verma and Prasid Krishna, who were part of the Asia Cup. Rohit Sharma will lead India in the ODI World Cup, with all-rounder Hardik Pandya being named as his deputy for the marquee quadrilateral event. KL Rahul and Shreyas Iyer, who returned to the Indian team after a long injury layoff, remain part of the squad. India's core team includes the likes of Virat Kohli, Shubman Gill, Jasprit Bumrah, Ravindra Jadeja, Shardul Thakur, Mohammad Siraj and Kuldeep Yadav as they aim to win their second ODI World Cup on home soil. In U.S. Open tennis, India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian partner Matthew Ebden will face American pair of Nathaniel Lamons and Jackson Withrow in the quarterfinals of men's doubles in New York tonight. In men's singles, second seed Novak Djokovic will take on American 9 seed Taylor Fritz in the last eight tonight. 10th seed Francis Tiafoe will meet Ben Shelton in an All-American clash of the quarterfinal tomorrow morning. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to leave for Indonesia tomorrow on a two-day visit to attend ASEAN-India Summit and East Asia Summit in Jakarta. Finance deputies of G20 countries hold meeting in New Delhi ahead of G20 Leaders Summit, President Draupadi Murmu confers National Teachers Award for 2023 on 75 teachers in New Delhi. Supreme Court concludes hearing on batch of pleas, challenging abrogation of Article 370 of Constitution, reserves verdict on the matter. In cricket, BCCI announces India's 15-member squad for 2023 ODI World Cup. And in US Open tennis, India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian partner Matthew Ebden to play in quarterfinal of men's doubles in New York tonight. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.